What is an IUL? Indexed Universal Life Explained in Plain English by Ryan Richardson, Lightstrats. An IUL is permanent life insurance whose cash value grows with a market index, protected by a zero floor and a cap. How it works, and why structure is everything. An Indexed Universal Life IUL policy is a place to store money that grows tax-free, is protected from market losses by a 0% floor, earns a capped share of an index like the S&P 500, and can later pay you a tax-free income and pass tax-free wealth to your family. It is a tool, not a product that is automatically good or bad, and everything depends on how it is structured. An indexed universal life, IUL, policy is permanent life insurance that builds cash value tied to a stock market index without ever directly investing in the market. The floor is 0%, meaning market downturns do not reduce your balance. A cap limits upside in strong years. The result is tax-advantaged growth that never goes backward, and the structure of the policy determines almost everything about whether that growth is useful to you. That is the product in two sentences. But the product is not the whole story. How an IUL is structured changes everything about what it actually does for you. Why structure is the whole game? An IUL is a tool. A hammer can build a house or break a window. The outcome depends on who is swinging it and what they are trying to accomplish. Most IUL policies are sold with a high death benefit and low cash value funding. That design earns the agent more commission and does almost nothing for the client who wants to build wealth. A properly structured IUL flips that minimum death benefit, maximum funding, maximum cash value from day one. When someone says IULs are a scam, they are usually describing a commission-maximized design. That criticism is valid for those policies. A properly structured policy built for cash value is a completely different vehicle, and conflating the two is the most common mistake people make when researching this product. How an IUL actually works. You pay premiums into the policy. A small slice covers the cost of the insurance itself. The rest goes into the cash value account, and that account earns interest based on how a chosen index performs. If the S&P 500 rises sharply in a given year, you are credited up to your cap. If it drops, you get zero credit. Your account never goes negative because of market movement. That 0% floor is the trade you make for giving up returns above the cap, and across full market cycles, it has historically been a favorable exchange. Because cash value grows tax-deferred and withdrawals via policy loans are tax-free, the IRS treats this vehicle differently from a brokerage account. The strategy only works at full power if the policy stays inside what is called the 7-pay test, a federal rule that limits how fast you can fund a policy before it loses its tax advantage status. The IRS outlines modified endowment contract rules under IRC Section 7702A. Max funding up to the 7-pay line is the goal. Going past it turns the policy into a modified endowment contract and eliminates the tax benefits entirely. Illustrated crediting rates for properly structured policies run in the 6.3 to 7.5% range. Realistic crediting based on historical index performance lands in the 6 to 8% range. Neither figure is a guarantee, but both are grounded in actual index history rather than wishful modeling. The end not, or principle. Many people hear IUL and assume it competes with their 401k, index funds, or real estate. That framing is wrong. The 2026 IRS 401k employee deferral limit is $23,500, and a max-funded IUL sits alongside that limit, not inside it. The two vehicles solve different problems. BankLight, the way we structure IUL at Lightstrats, is built on the and not or principle. The IUL is where every dollar lives before it goes anywhere else. You deposit money, the full balance earns inside the policy. Then you borrow against that cash value to fund your investments. Two jobs from $1. Consider a simple example. $100,000 deposited into the policy, $80,000 borrowed out to deploy elsewhere. The full $100,000 continues compounding inside the policy as if no loan was taken. That is the complete compounder dynamic, and it is what separates this structure from a standard savings account or a taxable brokerage. Most investors with capital sitting on the sidelines earn nothing while waiting for the next deal. Those are dead dollars. A properly structured IUL eliminates dead dollars by putting idle capital to work while keeping it accessible. BankLight is similar to the infinite banking concept, but built specifically on a max-funded IUL where the loan is treated as an asset you never have to repay. That distinction matters for how the numbers work over time. The loan arbitrage that drives the returns. The loan feature inside a properly structured IUL is not incidental. It is the core of how the math works. Loan cost on average runs roughly 4 to 5%. Cash value inside the policy historically earns in the 6 to 8% range. The spread between those two figures is what creates the arbitrage, and it is what drives sustainable tax-free income distribution rates of 9 to 10% or more when leverage is used correctly. That spread does not exist in a savings account. It does not exist in a taxable investment account because distributions are taxed. Inside a properly structured IUL, the spread compounds year after year without a tax drag interrupting it. Receipts, properly structured versus commission maximized. The difference in outcomes between a correctly structured policy and a commission-driven one is not small. Over a long horizon, the gap in total cash value and tax-free retirement income between the two designs is large enough to change what retirement actually looks like. The exact figures depend on age, funding amount, and the carrier, so the comparison is always run on actual numbers rather than generic illustrations. What makes the difference? Minimum death benefit maximizes funding instead of target premium design. Carrier rate integrity matters over time, not just the cap rate on day one. An agent who is compensated to structure for your cash value rather than their commission. Client education so you understand exactly how the loan feature works and what happens if you do not manage it. A properly structured policy can still fail if the client pulls out equity without managing the loan balance. That is not a product flaw. It is the same as maxing out a credit card and blaming the bank. Frequently asked questions. What is the difference between an IUL and whole life insurance? Whole life builds cash value at a fixed rate. An IUL ties growth to a market index with a 0% floor and a cap, giving more upside potential while still protecting against market losses. For cash value accumulation strategy, the IUL's growth potential generally outperforms whole life over a long horizon because the indexed crediting can reach the 6 to 8% range that fixed whole life rates do not approach. Are IULs a scam? The product itself is not a scam. The scam is a commission-driven structure where the agent loads the policy with death benefit instead of cash value. A max-funded, minimum death benefit IUL at a carrier with strong rate integrity performs exactly as designed. Most policies are built wrong. That is the 95% problem. What does max-funded mean? Max-funded means funding the policy right up to the 7-pay limit, the IRS ceiling before it loses tax advantage status. More funding means more cash value compounds faster. Agents who structure for commission prefer target premium, which results in far less funding and far less cash value for the client. What are IUL agent red flags? The biggest red flag is a policy built on target premium instead of minimum death benefit. Other signals include agents who cannot explain how the loan feature works, illustrations that assume aggressive crediting rates without showing downside scenarios, and carriers with a history of dropping cap rates after the policy is issued. How do IUL loans work? You borrow against your cash value rather than withdrawing it. The full cash value keeps earning while the loan is outstanding, which is the double dipping effect. Your money earns inside the policy and funds your investments outside it at the same time. Loan cost averages roughly 4 to 5%, while the cash value historically earns in the 6 to 8% range. That spread is where the strategy generates its advantage. If you want to see what a properly structured IUL looks like with your actual numbers, book a strategy call, and we will run it side by side with a commission-built design so you can see the difference yourself. This has been a LightStrats article, narrated. To talk through how any of this applies to your own money, book a strategy call at LightStrats.com.